Now, the rest of the story. Her name was Mary Frances, but she preferred Franny because, well, it made her sound more like what she dearly wanted to be, a gymnasium teacher. More than anything, and for as long as she could remember, Franny wanted to be a gym teacher. It would not have taken much of a psychologist to discern why, for Franny was the second born in her family. First born was brother Billy, and he was a star athlete. From the time he was small, Billy was groomed for greatness. When he was only 17, scouts from 4 baseball clubs came to watch him play in high school games. So, Franny, competing with this older brother, competed with other boys in sports as well, got good, developed an early desire to become a gym teacher when she grew up, but this is the rest of the story. One day, Franny did something entirely uncharacteristic. She joined a hometown beauty contest. Of course, this tomboy never had any intention of actually participating in the event. It was simply that those who signed up received a free blouse and scarf and a free lunch. And Franny wanted the blouse and the scarf and the lunch. She was just 16. Anything but glamorous. She didn't even wear lipstick. She wanted to be a gym teacher. She was a tomboy. But problems arose when she went home that night, told her parents where the new blouse and scarf had come from, because they told Franny, her parents told Franny that if she'd signed her name, she'd have to play the game. Well, it was a humiliating experience, having to sew up the hole on the backside of her only bathing suit, having to borrow high heels from a friend whose feet were 2 sizes larger, then having to invent something that would get her past the talent part of the contest, finally having to stalk out there in front of all of those people, wobbling precariously on Patsy Hawkinsmith's queen-size 4-inch heels, all the while pretending to be embarrassed. And when it was Franny's turn to tell the MC a little about herself, she clumped up to him and confided that she had no hope of winning the contest, that she didn't even want to win. And that, combined with Franny's rather preposterous appearance, sent the audience into hysterics. Then came the talent. One girl played the harp, another did a tap dance, another acted out a scene from Little Women. Each girl was better than the one before, and then it was Franny's turn. Well past the point of chagrin, she trudged out onto the stage, lugging a record player, announced that she would pantomime the song, I'm a Square in a Social Circle, which indeed she was, but she was so terribly uncomfortable and unsteady on those high-heeled shoes, she asked the audience could she first take them off, and through waves of rollicking laughter, there was a resounding, thundering, yes, take them off, and by now, as you may have guessed, awkward, funny Franny won the beauty contest. Even so, for years after the judge's good humor voted Franny Miss Burbank, she still wanted to attend USC and become a gym teacher. Even after the screen test with Warner Brothers, and even after Mr. Warner himself changed Franny's first name to Debbie. Don't get ahead of me now. Even after she moved to MGM, she still wanted to be a gym teacher, ever seeking to emerge from the shadow of her athletic older brother, which she did, of course, not only as an athlete, but eventually as a movie star. For the determined teenage tomboy who became Miss Burbank, California, in spite of herself, also equally reluctantly became Debbie Reynolds. And now you know the rest of the story.